Well, hello. I'm Father Kevin, and I'm your new pastor. It's nice to meet you all. Yes, I know I've been here as your associate, but as most of you may know, now I'm formally named pastor of these parishes. So I open up these readings to really think and pray of what would be my first words as pastor to you all. So I open up the scriptures to see what we had for today, and I open up to this beautiful text from the prophet Amos, where it starts off that they're telling Amos, the prophet, "Off with you, go preach in another land, that we don't want you here." Well, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? So hopefully we don't come to that too soon, that I'm driven out of the land for my long-winded preaching, or bad preaching, however you want to see it. So first of all, as your pastor, I apologize in advance. Being young and new and inexperienced, and oh, by the way, sinful, I'm going to mess things up. And I'm probably going to mess things up very royally. So I'm just clearing that right now. In advance, I apologize. But I will try to do my best. And to also know that I will do nothing out of malicious intent or ill will. To assume positive intent. That if I do something that doesn't make sense or seems kind of mean of Father Kevin, to maybe assume that Father Kevin intended the best, even if he didn't do it perfectly. And oh, by the way, if I ever do something that you're like, why did Father Kevin do that? Or that just seems like a terrible idea or really bad decision. Come talk to me or email me or call me and let's talk about it. Because sometimes it's just a matter of perception that once you have all the facts, then it makes sense. Or sometimes Father Kevin really does make stupid decisions and he needs you all to call me on it. Or that there may come moments where we simply have to agree to disagree. But to take the time to have that dialogue out of Christian love, that we can walk away with mutual respect and love and know that we're in this together. That we're in this together. I'm reminded of the words of St. Augustine when he became a bishop. In his sermon, his first sermon as bishop, he said to the people, he said, "I'm with you, I'm a Christian, and for you, I'm a pastor. With you, I'm a Christian, and for you, I'm a pastor." And he goes on to say, "And may my delight be not be in being in charge of you, but rather in being of service to you." May my delight be not in being in charge of you, but in being of service to you. When I was a seminarian and I did my pastoral internship, where I spent about 6 months at a parish, I was with a priest named Father Dustin Vu, who's a priest of this diocese down in Cedar Rapids area. Some of you may know him, but he's a very high-energy Vietnamese priest. And something he was very insistent on is that he was ordained to serve. That he is ordained to serve. Sometimes he'd take this to the extreme. One time we were sitting there eating dinner, so I was living with him, and I got up, I had finished, I was going to take my dishes over to the sink, and he snatches the dishes out of my hand. He said, "I ordained to serve." And I said, "Okay." He said, "I a priest, I ordained." And he wouldn't let me take the dishes. And I said, "Well, Father, you know, I'm also a baptized Christian. I have the call of Christ to serve." And he goes, "Oh, you merely baptized. I ordained to serve." And he would never let me do the dishes. So while he sometimes took it to a humorous extreme, I always found the example very striking, that he was very insistent that he was, in fact, ordained to serve. That we are ordained as priests to serve the people of God. That part of the reason the bishop lays his hands on our head is to push us down underneath the people of God, because we are meant to be beneath to serve the people. Another experience I had, when I got ordained a priest, part of the ordination rite, you've ever been to an ordination, is the priest's hands are anointed with sacred chrism. They're anointed with sacred chrism and blessed, because then the idea is that through the hands of the priest, God chooses, through the priesthood of Jesus Christ, to pour out his blessing upon the world, to bring about the Eucharist, through the laying of hands on the priest, to bring about healing, or the extension of hands, and healing and confession and anointing, and just all around the pouring out of God's grace and love and mercy through the hands of the priest. And in reverence of the office of Christ's priesthood, there's some older, more traditional people will sometimes kiss the hands of the priest. That when I was blessing people after my first Mass, sometimes people would take my hand and kiss my hands. And it was very humbling. Not because of who I was, not because of me, Kevin Earlywine, but because of the priesthood of Jesus Christ. And what particularly strikes me after that is on Holy Thursday. Holy Thursday is a day, especially when we meditate on the Last Supper, but for the priests to be reminded of who they are. That it's the celebration of the institution of the Eucharist and the washing of the feet of the disciples. And there it particularly struck me that while the people of God may kiss the hands of the priest kisses the feet of his people. That he is ordained to serve, to stoop down. All of this is to serve the people of God. We are ordained to serve. So you can remind me of this, you know. You have every right to say, Father, go get me another cup of coffee. Or Father, go scrub my toilets. So, because we're ordained to serve. And for the record, that wasn't a long lead-in that I expect you all to kiss my hands. So just wanted to clarify that. But another thing in being ordained to serve is that we're meant to be with you and for you. Sometimes I hear or people say to me, Father, I know you're so busy. Father, I was going to bother you. I didn't want to bother you with this because I know you're so busy. But for the record, well, yes, we're busy. What we're meant to be busy with, what I'm meant to be busy with, is with you all. To be busy walking with you, journeying with you, spending time with you, accompanying you, talking with you about faith, praying with you. So if you ever have questions, especially questions about the faith or your own spiritual journey or just something in life that you're going through, a struggle or a question, or if you have good things going on in your spiritual life that you just want to share and say, Father, I had this incredible experience that I want to share with you in my prayer. Don't hesitate to contact me, to email me, to call me, to get together for coffee. I'm always looking for an excuse to get out of the office and go for a cup of coffee, for the record. But, because it's doing ministry, of course. But don't ever hesitate. Don't ever be afraid to reach out to your pastor because you think the pastor is too busy. Because I'm busy with you all. That's where I'm supposed to be spending my time. Journeying with you on this walk of faith. Because we're in this together. That with you, I'm a Christian. And for you, I'm a pastor. So don't ever let that deter you. And if you want to discuss how to go deeper in your prayer life, how to pray better and more deeply, don't hesitate to contact me. If I could do one thing for each and every single person, it's to get each and every person in our parishes and in these communities to have a real, living, active prayer life. A life to take the time each and every day to be intentional about tuning in and listening to the voice of Jesus Christ each and every day. Not simply just to say one's prayers, to do the memorized verbal prayers, though those certainly are good and have a place, but to actively listen to the voice of Christ, especially through the meditation of the scriptures, the way that he wants to speak to us, to listen to his voice. Because now that I'm pastor, this is not the Father Kevin Earlywine show. This is Jesus Christ's show. That he's the priest who's in charge of this. He's the true pastor. The reason the priests wear these funny vestments. It's not so if we trip, we float down the stairs, even though that's what I tell people. But it's to remind the people of the priesthood of Jesus Christ. That we're simply participants, we as your ministerial priests and pastors, in the one priesthood of Jesus Christ. That it's Jesus who makes himself known. It's Jesus who pours out his grace and mercy through the ministry, through the sacrament of the priesthood. And who is the priest acting at every Mass? Because it's him running this. So the more that each and every one of us can, in our own personal individual lives, can listen to his voice attentively and intentionally, the more that we allow his voice to guide us and lead us in our personal lives, the more as we as a community can continue to live more fully into the fullness that he intends for each and every one of us. To live his mission in the world. And to unpack what we hear from the letter to the Ephesians today. This beautiful words. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, that he chose us in him. And to pray through this reading, we could spend our lives unpacking the depths of what this means alone. This text. So to listen and tune in to the voice of Christ, to allow him to lead us as a community, as we journey with him and towards him, as we're in this together. With you, I'm a Christian, and for you, I am a priest.